The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Morning, gorgeous. How's trade? I can see why you fancy a shop. Them teapots look starved through.
Des, where did you spring from?
Trap door in the pavement. Now I'm down this end delivering. Thought I'd pop by and say hello.
I beat you to that shop. No hard feelings, I hope.
Beat me? But you already had the lease, didn't you?
Well, not exactly.
Blow me, you little liar, Tommy. You mean you hadn't heard about the rave club opening nearby?
Not until you told me.
So you nipped in sharpish like, very cool. Mind, this rave club could just be a rumour.
Oh, it ain't. It's Jen. Some bloke who's running it rang me dad up and asked him to do wiring.
Oh. So I've lost a goldmine then. Bully for you. Still, I don't blame you. All's fair in sex and commerce. And seeing as I already have warm, well-lighted premises...
Mitchell's Enterprises. Wholesale supplies to the licensed victualling trade. I locked you up in the phone book.
Did you now? You should have given me a tinkle. Saved me the bother of inventing excuses. I mean, you probably guess why I'm here.
Oh, it's my sex appeal, isn't it? Don't say no or I'll crown you. Beneath this woolly hat and these four cardigans and these fur-lined boots, I'll have you know, I've got a body that drives strong men to drink.
I don't doubt it. Since our first meeting, I've been haunted by your beauty.
Oh, you can lay it on thick, but I like it.
Which is what gives the idea of some sort of business connection. Double appeal.
Keep talking.
Well... You remember I mentioned a licence?
No, I'm not fussy around our way, just jump over a brush.
OK, you don't need a licence for that. But you do if you're flogging strong liquor. You will be flogging it, won't you?
I'm not sure. It's not my line.
At the rent you're on, you'll never make that shop pay if you don't. It's a golden opportunity. Rave club on your doorstep, soft drinks only. Your shop is in prime position to feed a need. These ravers are mad. They're natural mugs. They crave stimulants. Brain dead without it. OK, it's mostly drugs. But they want booze with their handbags, and booze is legal. I mean, I have principles. I wouldn't touch drugs.
It's just a new area. I need advice.
Why else am I here freezing my socks off? I was hoping we could do a deal. Come to an arrangement.
What's your proposition?
We'll apply jointly for a licence. Share the overheads. As for stock, I can get first-class booze at your real genuine discounts. Buy it now, like this affy, in bulk. And I can get it dirt cheap while stocks last. £1,000 to see us set up. I've got 500 in readies. It has to be readies. What could you lay your hands on?
I couldn't find more than 250, but say we don't get the licence.
Then I've lost the outlet. I'll take your stock on board. You'll lose now.
I'll have to think.
There's no time. The stock's there today at this price. It won't be tomorrow. Gear like this moves fast once the trade gets the whisper.
Des, you're a nice fella. No, I tell a lie. You're a brilliant fella and tasty with it. But I could hand the cash over and never see you again.
Fair point. I'm not hurt. I'll tell you what. I'll get my end. We can stash it in the shop, and then I'll get your end. If I do a runner, you've got twice what you paid for. Is that security, or what is it?
Never heard no more of this here rave club job. That's a bit of the dust, I reckon.
Rave club? What art on about?
I told thee last week. Ooh, I dunno listen to nowt, there's that love sick.
God.
This chap rang me. You reckon they were setting one up in that old chapel down Copeland Street, near this shop our Wendy's took on?
Oh, it's all goo, innit? I only hope Elaine doesn't start pestering me, Decker.
Take her with you.
This rave club.
Oh, wanna be here seeing their old soft kids. They go mad. Mind, on second thoughts. Where is Elaine, anyhow?
Today off. She's likely gone down to Citizen's Advice place.
Oh, what for? Not suing for breach of promises, she?
Ah, oh, very funny. It's me who should be doing that. No, she ran into debt with your credit card. Any route, CAB sorted it out. No more interest being charged and she's paying it off for too much a week.
Well, if they've put her on the right road, why does she have to keep going there?
There's pestering the man this chap has advised her. There's getting one of her crushes on him, like she had on you till you showed yourself in your true colours. Trouble is, I can't tell whether she's having me on. Teasing me, like, winding me up till I pop the question. What does think, Ray?
Oh, don't her ask me. I'm not Marjorie Proops.
I could offer her a good home, the noost. Her and a daughter. be able to run this place as a family pub. You lean on food, dorm behind bar. Here, think what I'd save in wages.
Hey, where would I fit in?
Well, you're not going short of work, are you? What, we're helping your Mark with his tenancies and being offered all this lecture jobs, rave clubs and what have you?
I ain't got 'em, though, have I? I wish now I'd taken that chap's number. Him has rang me about the rave club.
Well, that means find out this on sticks, like. I mean, if it's ladder work.
He wanted me mastermind it, be the brains.
Oh, I see. Working on a shoestring, were they? Right, me old lad, usual, is it?
Clever stuff, Desmond. Brilliant. I'd shake your hand if I didn't think you'd steal my watch.
No, Sue. I have to hand it to you. It was that call to the old chap. We need a lighting setup. Can you be the brains? That was your idea, me love, and it showed genius.
Wasted, aren't we? Me and thee. You in the booze racket, me stuck here renting lockups. I dream of timeshares and chain letters.
Yeah, the simple things. You want to be 3 inches taller? Please complete coupon and enclose a tenner. Then you send them a brick with a note saying, stand on it.
Credulity, greed, deadly sins, Desmond. They deserve to be punished. Mind, I envy you. Booze. What a racket. Thirsty idiots by the score, especially the teenage variety, the bingers. And as long as canny folk make a bob or two...
Mind, it's no doddle. You have to be dedicated. Look at me today. Back and two like a worker bee. Down here this morning, make the pitch, back to Market Drayton, load the van up, deliver the booze, little Wendy hands over her hard-earned cash, return to HQ, second load of hooch.
All good stuff, I hope.
Well, 75% good, 25% not so good. Bottles carefully marked so I know the difference. Should there be any requests for a sample?
Tucked away safely, though, under lock and key.
Absolutely, me love. Very safe. Stashed in the back room of an empty shop in a side street. Rear door you could force with a proverbial hair grip.
Oh, tut-tut. What is Miss Colclough thinking of? And her not insured, I shouldn't wonder. What a silly girl. There could easily be thieves about. Don't know any thieves, do you, Desmond? Who might, by some strange chance, be about?
I see. Yes, I understand. Yes, calm down. I'll give Dr. Redmond your message. I'm sure there's no need to upset yourself. Bye-bye. Some people don't know what problems are.
Back, nurse. Ah, a cup of your excellent coffee would go down rather well.
Waitress, receptionist. It'll be scrubbing the floors next.
What was that, nurse?
You had a message, Doctor, from Mrs. Steele.
Oh.
She appeared to be apologising. The Citizens Advice Bureau came into it somehow. I'm afraid she was, well, not herself.
I know. I've just been to see her. Her daughter, Dawn, nice girl. She caught me on my rounds and asked me to drop in for a look. Well, controlling her drinking, but even the ration, so to speak, disturbs her emotional equilibrium.
You're telling me. I couldn't make head nor tail of what she was on about.
Well, the chap at the Citizens' Advice got her out of a difficulty. She's got a sympathetic manner. Nice eyes, she says. End result, she gets a crush on him. I mean, in drink, she thinks like a teenager, acts like one. Keeps ringing him up.
Poor chap is all I can say.
She confessed it all not an hour ago. She was full of shame and contrition. Now I suppose she wants to confess all over again. Anyway, coffee next, I think, nurse, if you have a moment.
Well, to be straight, Dr. Redmond, no, I haven't a moment. I hate to keep bringing the staff situation up, but it really can't go on. I mean, have you even advertised for a receptionist? With Mrs. Browning gone, we obviously need a replacement.
But you seem to be coping so well, nurse, and... since our budget's fairly tight.
I may seem to be coping, but believe me, I'm on the verge of cracking. Apart from anything else, we have noisy neighbours.
Neighbours? But next door's a car park.
I mean at home, Doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. What form does the noise take?
Music, swearing, dogs barking. Does it matter? The fact is things are getting on top of me.
Oh, dear.
And I'm not used to things getting on top of me. A certain amount I can stand. Mm. I mean, Norman, my husband, gets on top of me very occasionally.
If I were you, nurse, I'd do what Mrs. Steele did.
Get drunk!
No, of course not. I'd consult the citizens' advice people. And in the meantime, you can scrub the coffee. I'll make my own.
No more clinic!
Sharp? Anybody round?
Not you, Des. I'm here in back.
Oh, here I am. Good as me word. Second delivery. Cut price booze for the stashing. Oh, where shall I dump this little lot before my knees do a gazza? Oh,
put it there, by the first lot.
Oh, make way.
I reckon it'll be all right. We can cover it with this old packing case. Nobody'd dream we'd have Outworth nicking in here, would they, given the present state of the place?
I hope you're right. At retail prices, you're talking over 2,000 quid's worth, you know.
I could get the van round and keep it with my market stuff.
It's worth thinking about. Man, you best make your mind up before I carry it all in.
Oh, it'll be safe. Who's going to come sniffing round here? It's only one night, after all. I'll find room for it at home tomorrow. Keep it there till I open for business.
You'll have to manage it yourself. I shan't be down.
Oh, my dad, I'll give me a lift. He's coming down to help me get things sorted out.
Hmm. Seems to have got all the fitments.
Oh, aye, all it needs is a clean-up. How do you see your sort of input from now on?
Well, it's a busy period just now for the booze racket. But after Christmas, if you get your licence, this'll be a number one outlet for me. So I'll be giving it a good deal of my time.
In the business sense?
In every sense. By the by, you haven't sampled the product?
Open one then. We'll have a toast.
Right, says he, picking one at random. How about this little beauty? Malt. Any glasses?
Sorry.
No problem. Hold out your hand. There you are. Now put a drop in my hand.
This is very unhygienic, you know.
I take it from your hand. You take it from mine.
Right, says Jack. Germs be beggared. Crikey, that's a good bit of stuff.
80% proof, 250% profit.
Do me again, but this time just put a little spot behind me here.
I'm driving.
Not a spoil sport.
Anticipation, my love, is the essence of eroticism. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Evening, landlord. Could I have a minute of your time? Would that be possible? If you're busy, I can wait.
How do you know I'm landlord?
If I said you look like a man of authority, I suppose you'd think I was flattering you.
No, not really. Flatter on.
The fact is, it says landlord on your T-shirt.
Oh, aye, so it does. We get them free off brewery. We even got one that says town drunk, would you believe?
You haven't got one that says Santa Claus, have you?
Why, just thinking of fit they, then.
The description would.
Oh, what's the selling?
I'll be blunt.
Weren't he a spy as we were with Queen? With no T-shirts of that name.
Very droll. I had that coming. I'll be playing then. You ask what I'm selling, the answer is Christmas spirit.
Oh, peace on earth, goodwill to all mankind.
Vodka, whiskey, rum, brandy, you name it.
Yeah, it'll have to be cheap, otherwise I'll be regular suppliers.
There is a sizeable discount if you take early delivery, like first thing tomorrow.
Drinkable, is it?
Nobody, I assure you, will go blind. This is first-class stuff that we like to shift rapid. No overheads, quick turnover, payment on delivery, no checks, no VAT. No questions and not a word to the cat.
I see the chapel's in darkness. No sign of this here Reeve Club.
Oh, they spring out of nowhere. It'll be like Las Vegas this street come Christmas, you watch.
I will. Get them van doors open. Let's have this booze shifted.
It's going to break us. Back's carrying it all out. And there's no juice on, you know. We're in dark.
I've got me torch. I just think it's plain daft leaving valuable stock in here overnight. There's layabouts all round. It's just the place they'd come for a kip. They think it with a birthday.
Booze is under them packing cases.
What packing cases?
They were there in corner.
Well, not now. And Luke, back door's been bust open.
Oh, crimes, where's all the booze?
Up the road, I reckon.
Oh, it can't be. Give us your torch.
Place is empty. Somebody got here before us. They've taken the lot.
Flaming Nora. What will I tell Des? I'm not even insured.
Today's writer was Tony Perrin, who also devised the serial. The Coal Cloughs is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.